You're listening to SBS News.
More than 2 million Australian adults now live completely meat-free. And while not everyone agrees on the health benefits, one Australian business now has big plans to mass-produce plant-based meat for local and export markets, including China. Nick Hazel is a former British aerospace engineer who has turned his attention to global food production, developing an Australian-made meat substitute.
It is impossible to feed the world the way we want to eat with the amount of meat that we can grow. So, you know, it takes 10 times as much grain or legumes to feed a cow. So plant-based meat is going to happen and it's going to be a big industry because we're kind of programmed to like to eat meat.
Mr. Hazel is overseeing the construction of a large factory in Wodonga to service a growing appetite for a vegetarian option. Last year, he founded V2 Food to make Australian plant-based meat.
We make it from soy. We use the technology and the science from CSIRO, who really understand what meat flavour is about, to make sure that our product tastes the same as meat. And you can cook it the same as meat. Australia exports 75% of its beef around the world and has got a real reputation for quality. We want to be part of that story.
Dr. Damien Frank, a senior research scientist at the CSIRO, also has encouraging projections.
CSIRO projects that this new plant-based food industry is going to be worth about $6 billion by 2030. So this is huge.
V2 Food has already supplied more than 2 million patties to burger chains in New Zealand and Australia, including Soul Burger in Sydney, which sells 4,000 plant-based burgers each week. Its founder, Amit Tiwari, traded a career in medicine to start up his own fast food business and previously sourced his plant-based meat alternative from the United States. He says the local version is well accepted.
It's a very meaty flavour. It does a really good job at replicating actual meat. It's really encouraging to see CSIRO get behind the plant-based food industry and figure out ways to feed the planet.
Still, not everyone agrees plant-based meat products are healthier. Dr. Nick Fuller is an obesity expert at the University of Sydney.
Often these fake meats do go through a very heavy manufacturing process, which means they have a plethora of ingredients, sometimes more than 50 ingredients, which means they're no better for our health.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.